Live from the American Gulf Coast, it's the Dave Nemo Show.
And good morning, everybody. Here we are, Dave Nemo with you, along with...
Jimmy Mack. Good morning to you, Dave Nemo. This is kind of terrific where we're sitting and where all this is happening, isn't it?
Well, we're surrounded by some wonderful folks. Donna on one end of the table, Summer on the other end of the table, and Clay right in the middle of us all here as we kick off our first, what hopes to be our first annual broadcast from the TMHA annual meeting. And Clayton Fisk is with us to kind of kick things off. We have been so looking forward to this trip, not just because it's our first trip in a year. I think Clay will agree that we're all pretty excited and we're kind of relearning how to do travel, really. I forgot my soap. But at any rate, we've got a lot of great folks to talk about. Well, we're going to talk about them too behind their backs later, but we're going to talk with them this morning on what goes on with the TMHA, the Machinery Haulers Association. We're so thrilled to be part of what you guys are doing, Clay. So good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
It's great to have you with us. You are President Chief Operating Officer for the time being, and you're kind of rolling out of that role now. But you've had quite a tenure here.
Yeah, I've been doing this for 3 years now.
Yeah.
And really been enjoying it a lot.
You guys got a lot of history. In fact, you go back almost as far as I do. Not you personally, but the organization. And folks have called it sort of a best-kept secret in trucking, but kind of give us a little bit of that history, Clay. How long has TMHA been in existence?
Well, it'll probably surprise you to know that our history can be traced back nearly 70 years,
okay,
back to the 50s. When some then new trucking companies at that time created the association. I'd venture a guess that most of your listeners are not familiar with this, and before today probably had never heard our name even. But as you had mentioned, I joke that we're one of the best kept secrets in the trucking industry, and that's not a good thing for us. And we're working really hard to change that by getting our name out there in various ways, but most importantly, I think, by holding some of the easiest to attend and most informative trucking conferences out there.
I was going to say
stop right there, because you are right. Coming back into the travel scene as we are today, you guys have just been incredible in terms of getting us all the help we need, the accommodations, the hotel is wonderful, everybody is so nice, all of the members that we've had a chance to meet. So it may be a best-kept secret, but it's an incredible organization, isn't it, Jim?
It really is. I was just kind of curious, you were talking about it. I mean, you guys have been around for a long time. Are any of the original members still around?
Absolutely. Both Warren Transport, the company that I spent most of, actually my entire career in the trucking industry before I retired from there and took over the machinery haulers, and Diamond Transportation System were among that early founding group, and they're both still members today, and we're really proud to be able to say that. In fact, I believe you're going to be interviewing representatives from both of those companies shortly. And I think Diamond President John Coca is going to want to talk about that a little bit, because there's a family connection there that's really interesting.
It's kind of brings up a great question. We had a chance to talk with John yesterday and had a great time. And he seems in many ways the kind of folks you're looking for when you're looking for become members.
Oh, and absolutely.
Can you talk a little bit about that? I mean, we know John, you know John, but to kind of give our listeners a sense of what it is, what are you guys are looking for when somebody comes around and says, well, should I be a member of this organization? Tell us a bit about that.
Well, I think right at the top of the list is, we're looking for companies that are very professional and operate very safely. You'll find that machinery hauler motor carrier members are, they're among the very safest operating companies on the road, and we're very proud of that fact. We have two groups of members at TMHA. One group consists of our motor carrier members, and they're really the core of our association. We're geared towards specialized open deck motor carriers that transport primarily machinery and machinery related commodities on mainly step deck, low bed, and RGN equipment. And we've got a little bit of flatbed machinery moving going on out there, too.
You know, Clay, I was just thinking it's sort of kind of funny and ironic at the same time, because you kind of joke about being the best kept secret in trucking, and I'm thinking, well, yeah, but the you want to keep a low profile. The trailers are low profile.
They are.
But the equipment that you're hauling on those trailers is definitely high profile,
yeah,
too,
it
at
certainly
the same
is.
Time. Yeah.
So, yeah, Dave, we're looking for owners and managers of those types of companies. And then the other group of members that we have is our what we call our allied group. And they're companies that provide products and services that support our motor carrier members. And they're a great bunch of folks. They provide tremendous support and sponsorship to our association. And we couldn't do what we do without them.
So in many ways, you're bringing together a lot of people who kind of work together but aren't always doing the same thing. But the primary purpose of your organization is part of that idea of bringing all those elements together under the one umbrella?
Yeah, it is, Jimmy. What we really set out to do is provide a forum that allows personnel from our motor carrier members to hear presentations from a wide variety of speakers that have knowledge and expertise and information to share that will be beneficial to those members. And it'll also gives them the opportunity to meet and chat in person with individuals with other companies that have many of the same interests, concerns, problems and issues as they do.
Well, you know, I've been around almost as long as the organization. I started my trucking radio career in 72. And in those days, of course, it's the same as it ever was. Trucking was trucking pretty much the same as it was in the 1940s. It just continued to improve in terms of equipment and things like that. There wasn't that much new stuff to learn is what I'm trying to say. Pretty much any kind of learning activities, that sort of thing, there was no necessarily new information. It was just reiteration of things about safety and about technologies that have kind of just carried through the decades. Now, though, we're in a complete entry. We've already entered. The future was yesterday. We've already entered into a new era where there is a lot of new stuff to learn. And as soon as you learn that stuff, it's like, okay, but change that now to the new stuff. So keeping folks informed and educated on all of the different trends in every aspect of what you guys do becomes more and more critical, doesn't it? Which makes the organization itself more and more important, I would think.
Yeah, absolutely. As you mentioned, many people probably really don't have an understanding or an idea of this, but the trucking industry is very heavily immersed in technology now. It's not just getting in a truck and driving a truck. There's so much more to it than that. And just like in every other aspect of technology and other disciplines, it's growing exponentially. And as you said, there's so much to learn on a continuing basis, and it just keeps developing and developing. So there's no shortage of information that we need to gather and then pass along to our members.
And that's one of the great advantages of your organization, is that, you know, when you're dealing with all this new technology, often it can be really intimidating. You guys, well, informal is something that I noticed, the idea that there was a lot of information, a lot of great people to meet, but there are advantages to having an organization of your size in regards to becoming a member, aren't there?
There are, absolutely. As I mentioned earlier, I mean, we're seeking to grow our organization, of course, but, you know, we're still a relatively small association, and, you know, we don't have the economies of scale that the larger associations have, but we feel there are some definite advantages to that for our members. Our membership dues, for one thing, are quite reasonable, and the only cost beyond those are simply the meeting registration fees, which really are quite nominal. You know, you can ask anyone at the conference today, and they'll tell you that the value provided far exceeds the cost. Another advantage is that we're pretty friendly, informal, and non-intimidating.
I would agree.
We're a very welcoming group.
Yes, very much so.
And we have members that range in size from around a dozen trucks up to those that have several thousand, and all ranges in between. And yet everyone has an equal opportunity to speak up and be heard. And at our meetings, people aren't afraid to do that. So everybody gets to have their voice heard.
Yeah, no hierarchy.
No, not at all. And we're really quite unique in that regard, I believe. Finally, and perhaps most importantly, our members have the opportunity to hear some of the very best speakers in the industry. They get to engage in interactive discussions with those speakers during their presentations, and then they get to socialize with them as well. And those are things that you don't oftentimes get to do.
You know, Jimmy, one of the things that I noticed right off from the itineraries that Clay and the gang sent out to us was that there's more socializing than anything in this meeting. It really is. I mean, and that's a great opportunity to network, and that's one of the
Absolutely.
Big things here, networking now, yeah.
And, you know, it's interesting, too, that I was looking at the lineup, and I was, you know, experiencing the first day as well, too, and that was the thing, that mixture. Clay, that mixture back and forth of let's have some fun, okay, let's talk about what it is we do, let's go off and do another kind of social event, let's move over to kind of an informative sort of session. And there really is an attempt to kind of bring people together to catch up on what's going on in the field while at the same time knowing that it's such an interesting kind of niche that it requires that we all know each other and everybody kind of get along and have a good time and get a sense of what's out there.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of sharing between our members, and we feel that's really important.
Well, we kind of covered the who and the what and the why. Let's talk about the how here, Clay. How can someone learn more about TMHA?
Dave. Our website is at www.machinerycaulers.org. Yeah, that's machinerycaulers.org. And we have a wealth of information out there about the association. There's an FAQ section, archived newsletters, a list of speakers we've had at previous meetings so that you can get a flavor of who we have speak at our meetings. Galleries of our members and our sponsors, and yep, there's even a membership application out there as well. So we hope that some of your listeners will take a good hard look at that and will submit those to us.
www.machinerycaulers.org, which is one of those addresses you want to type in once and then put it in favorites.
There you go.
And it'll be right there. This is not the only meeting you're going to have this year, though.
It is not. Our next meeting is our annual Safety and Security Conference, and that's going to be held September 8, 9, and 10 at the beautiful Grand Geneva Resort in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. And we'll not only have a full roster of exceptional safety-oriented speakers at that meeting, but rumor has it that some really enjoyable golf is going to be played on the beautiful Grand Geneva golf course there as well.
I understand some golf was played around here already yesterday.
They did. Yeah. They did. I understand they had a great round yesterday. So, you know, watch for registration information to become available early this summer on the website. And please do follow us on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and let us know if you'd like to be put on the mailing list. Just simply shoot us an email at tmha@machinerycaulers.org. That's tmha@machinerycaulers.org. Let us know you want to be put on the mailing list, or ask us any other questions you might have about the association as well, and we'll be happy to answer them for you.
Clayton Fisk, it is so good to see you. It was great to talk to you yesterday.
It's great to be here.
Talk to you today. Guys, we have a quick break here. We're going to be right back, and we will continue with our coverage of the Machinery Haulers Association Conference. We'll be right back after these messages.